Let us pray. Draw us close, Holy Spirit, as the word is proclaimed. Let the word of faith be on our lips and in our hearts, and let all other words slip away. May there be one voice we hear today, the voice of truth, the voice of grace. Amen. What are you seeking? Or what do you want? Jesus asked the two disciples who were following him. When I was preparing this lesson, I found this anonymous quote. There are times to stay put, and what you want will come to you. And there are times to go out into the world and find such a thing for yourself. Seeking what is true is not seeking what is desirable. What we seek is some kind of compensation for what we put up with. So sometimes you can stay where you are, and what you are seeking will come to you. But other times you probably need to go away in order to find what you are seeking. The news is still fresh because for the past 2 weeks, the United Kingdom has been startled by the announcement of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, who have decided to travel to North America in order to live an independent life and do things their way rather than attend to the high level of protocol at Buckingham Palace. Harry and Meghan are seeking a new life. They are seeking something different for their own family. We would have thought that Buckingham Palace is one of the most beautiful places to be. But no, some people don't want that life. Maybe not altogether. They are walking away, in quotes, searching for something different. What are you seeking? Enough with that royal gossip. My text this morning is John 1:35-39. That encounter between John the Baptist, his disciples, and Jesus. We are told that on the next day, John was standing with two of his disciples. John looked at Jesus as he walked. "See," he said, "the Lamb of God." And the two disciples heard him speaking and followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him. "What are you looking for?" he said to them. "Rabbi, teacher," they said to him, "where are you staying?" And then he said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him throughout that day. Friends, the first words of Jesus to the disciples of John, who were now following him, were very simple. What are you seeking, or what are you looking for? Jesus Christ was not seeking information about something more profound or emotional. He was probably investigating the actual commitment of the people he suspected wanted to be in his company. Were they ready for the journey towards discovering who Jesus really was and what he had come to do? And this is the question that Jesus asked every disciple, a question that sets up the journey of discovery into the mystery of Jesus. Ultimately, the question invites all of us followers of Jesus Christ to get in touch with our deepest heart longings. And in those longings lie the energy that nourishes the search for Jesus and for God. Friend, what are you seeking? It is one of the most fundamental questions of life which Jesus used to begin his conversation and his journey with the two disciples. What are you seeking? Were these two disciples legalists, such as Pharisees and scribes, looking maybe only for subtle and obscure conversations about the little details of the law? Were they ambitious time savers looking for position and power like the Sadducees? Were they nationalists looking for a political demagogue and a military commander who would smash the occupying power of Rome like the Zealots? Were they humble men of prayer, people of prayer looking for God and for his will like the quiet in the land? Or were they simply puzzled, bewildered, sinful men looking for light on the road of life and forgiveness from God? What were they seeking? Dear friends, our walk with the Lord would greatly benefit if we constantly asked ourselves that question. What's my aim and my goal in life? What am I really trying to get out of this life? Because all of us are seeking things in life. Some people are searching for security. They would like a position which is safe, more money enough to meet their needs, and some to save up for the rainy day, material security which will take away the essential worry about material things. It is not all wrong to seek security and material things. But it may be an inadequate thing to which to direct all of our life, because in the last analysis, there is no safe security in the chances and the changes of this life. No matter how much we accumulate, we still remain unfulfilled and soon pass away, sometimes with tears in our eyes. As the psalmist puts it more poignantly, all our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a mourn. No matter how well we have lived, we still would pass away. And so material security is not everything and shouldn't be our main goal. Some are searching for a career, for power, prominence, prestige, for a place to fit the talents and the abilities they believe themselves to have, for an opportunity to do the work they are capable of doing. Now, all that too is wonderful, but if those initiatives are directed by motives of personal ambition, there can be exercises in futility. But if they are directed by motives of service towards our fellow people, then there will be high aims. However, that can never be enough, because the horizon of all that we embody in this mortal life is limited by time and by the world. and are not capable of saving even our souls. No wonder Jesus asked that all important question, for what shall it profit a man, and that also refers to a woman, if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? And we answer, nothing. But there is another group of people. They are searching for some kind of peace, for something to enable them to live at peace with themselves, and at peace with God, and at peace with people. This is the search for God. And this aim only Jesus Christ can meet and can supply. It was this search for peace with God that led Saint Augustine of Hippo to make that famous confession, "Thou hast made us for thyself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until it finds its rest in thee." And this, friends, to me, is what the disciples were seeking. When Jesus asked them what they were seeking, they replied with an answer, "Rabbi," or "teacher, where do you live?" John's disciples wished to know where Jesus stayed. But it was not mere curiosity which made these two ask this question. What they meant was that they did not wish to speak to Jesus only on the road, as chance acquaintances might stop and exchange a few words. They wished to linger long with him and talk out their problems and their troubles. Friends, what are you seeking? What we learn from the text is that those who long to follow Jesus and live out the Christian faith in word and in action can never be satisfied with a passing word. They want to meet Jesus not as an acquaintance in the passing, for example, by coming to church every Sunday and then doing nothing to connect with him for the rest of the week. They want to meet Jesus constantly in prayer and Bible study as a friend in his own house. And when they do that, they would find him. And he would ask you into his life in much the same way as he did the disciples. Jesus answered them, "Come and see." When Jesus said, "Come and see," he was inviting them not only to come and talk, but to come and find the things that he alone could open out to them, because he himself also said, "Seek and you would find." The disciples, seeing where he was staying, enabled them to begin to enter the inner world of Jesus. And what these disciples were doing, seeking out Christ and his righteousness and trying to find answers to their problems, resonates well with Matthew 6:33, where Jesus says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you as well." All these things, the good health that you seek, the investments that you seek, the good life, the peace which passes all understanding, all these things. It is only by spending time with Jesus that we can learn the secrets of his heart. And our deepest heart yearnings can ultimately be discovered in the heart of our Master and friend, Jesus Christ. Therefore, through pondering of the gospel, we are all invited to move beyond knowing about Jesus, beyond adoration, beyond thanksgiving or requesting, to inhabiting the inner world of Jesus in contemplation. So I ask you again this morning, what are you seeking? Let us pray. Most merciful God, our Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. And thank you, O God, for reminding us that when we seek you, we would find you, and all these things will be added unto that. We ask you for peace. We ask you for the security that can come only from you. We thank you especially for wisdom to seek those things that are purely in your will for us. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen.